The provincial election is just days away. Some have already voted, but most people are still waiting to formally make their choice, or make no choice at all. The tenor of election campaigns in recent decades has been considerably more negative than in earlier years. Elections are rarely fought just on one or two issues. Most involve attack ads, revelations of past misbehavior, and finger-pointing. This one has been no different. It has probably been the most negative provincial election in a long time. Even the 1991 and 2001 elections, both of which led to polar opposite governments being elected, weren't as nasty. Voters in Surrey and Delta have the same general concerns as people in other parts of the province. The cost of living, lack of housing, disorder on the streets, lack of access to timely medical care, homelessness, and lack of accountability for criminal acts has just as much traction here as anywhere. In addition, there are specific issues which many voters here are motivated by. The province's tardiness in approving new schools, building more hospital beds, and funding transit increases are very top of mind. Action is coming on all these fronts, but at a glacial pace. The clumsy handling of the Surrey police transition, and the additional taxes that Surrey residents will be paying for many years, is also of great concern. While the province has offered some additional financial help, Surrey residents will be paying more for policing for many years to come. All of these issues will influence how people vote. However, there are several other factors as well. More and more, provincial and federal campaigns are fought, in public, almost solely by leaders. Candidates in individual ridings are generally no more than mouthpieces for the party line. Thus, how the leaders conduct themselves, and how they are portrayed by other leaders and commentators, is very important. Only two leaders have any chance of forming government, David Eby of the NDP and John Rusted of the Conservatives. Voters are looking carefully at what they have promised, what demeanor they showed at the two leaders' debates, and perhaps most importantly, how they have handled pressure. Eby has been under pressure for the government's past actions. Rusted has been under pressure for past comments from candidates, most recently Brent Chapman in Surrey South, which most people found disturbing. It is important to note that the Conservative Party is not a well-oiled machine. It only really emerged as the main alternative to the NDP 2 months ago, is woefully underfunded due to a taxpayer subsidy that rewards the incumbent government party, and has often shown itself to be unprepared for the heat of a campaign. Leadership matters, but so does character. Voters in the 12 Surrey and Delta ridings do not get to vote directly for either leader, but they do have a vote for individual candidates, and not just from the two main parties. The character of the people they select as MLAs to represent them matters a great deal. Please make every effort to cast an informed vote at either an advance poll or on Saturday, October 19. Frank Buchholz writes regularly on political issues for Black Press Media publications.